Brother Bernie Harkinson, the assembly overseer and elder from the Edmonton Castle Downs congregation, will consider the next part in this symposium, Why True Christians Need Courage to Remain Holy.
The young child watches their parent intently, copying every move they make. And the parent, when they see this, smiles, because it brings them joy to see their child copy them, because they love them. They want to be like them. So what does this have to do with our subject of courage and remaining holy? Take your Bibles, please, and turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to read together verses 15 and 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Notice it says, But like the Holy One who called you, become holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, You must be holy because I am holy. So what have we learned from these two verses? Well, first of all, we've learned how important it is to be holy. Notice, Jehovah expects it of his servants, of his children. He says, you must be holy. But notice he does not say, you must be as holy as I am. No, rather he says, you must be holy because I am holy. It would be impossible for imperfect humans to be as holy as Jehovah is, the same as it would be impossible for that child to perfectly imitate their parents. So what does it mean then to be holy? Well, holiness has the thought of being separate, being clean, being set aside for Jehovah's worship, has the thought as well of us having pure personal conduct. So now we know that Jehovah has made it possible for us to have a clean relationship with him if we put faith in the ransom sacrifice of his son Christ Jesus. But we also know from personal experience it's one thing to start off clean, but it requires effort to keep clean, particularly if we're in a dirty environment. You know, the Apostle Paul indicated that in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. He started off by talking about cleansing ourselves of every defilement. But then he uses the expression perfecting holiness. So that tells us then that achieving holiness is an ongoing process. As we mature spiritually, then we are going to perfect holiness every day. So obviously, holiness is more than just opening a Bible, going to the meetings, engaging in the ministry. It includes those things. But remember back in verse 15 of 1 Peter, it says, you must become holy yourselves in all your conduct. So along with those things we've mentioned, it would then mean that we would have to live by Jehovah's exalted moral standards. We would have to worship him with a pure heart. It would mean then that we would have to avoid any practices that would defile us, that would make us unclean, that would make us unholy, and thus diminish our relationship with Jehovah. So now we're beginning to see where courage comes into play. Because we're different. And because we are different, sooner or later, our conscience is going to oblige us to differ from those around us. Whether it be our workmates, whether it be our classmates, whether it be our relatives, whether it be our neighbors. And when we're different, how are they going to react? Take your Bibles, please, and turn this time to 2 Peter. And we're going to read chapter 4, and 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 4. So 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 4. Notice it says, they are puzzled that you do not continue running with them in the same decadent course of debauchery. So they speak abusively of you. So you're different. We're different. And so they're puzzled. They can't understand why we don't believe the things they do, why we don't talk the way they do, why we don't dress the way they do, why we don't have the same goals that they do. And because they're puzzled, they speak abusively of us. Now, you young Christians in our audience, you know all about that, don't you? Our young ones have to display real courage in order to be able to resist the pressure of their peers. You know, one young servant of Jehovah said that being different can be the hardest part of being a Christian. Another young servant said, the kids look down on you. I've been called a wimp and a nerd many times. Now, I'm not sure what the modern day equivalent of wimp and nerd is, but whatever it is, it won't sound good. Why not? Well, because it's natural. We want to be accepted by others. But as Jehovah's clean servants, we know if we're liked by the world, if we want to be liked by the world, if we're accepted by the world, we can make ourselves an enemy of our God, Jehovah. And you know, sometimes you don't have to say a word. For example, your taste in clothes. You know, often we hear the expression, they're making a fashion statement. So every time that you dress, it makes a fashion statement. You're making a fashion statement. You're sending a message about who you are, what you stand for, what you believe. And when you have the courage to dress modestly, it's true, you may not win any popularity prizes from the world, but you will have Jehovah God's approval. There may be other tests that we encounter. Have you ever been asked by your employer to lie or be dishonest? Well, as one of Jehovah's clean, holy servants, we know honesty is not optional. But it takes courage to resist. Or maybe a Christian has been pressured to date an unbeliever or to engage in immorality. If we face that test, are we going to have the courage to cut off that bad association? Sadly, some of our dear brothers and sisters have weakened their moral defenses by having unnecessary associations with non-witness workmates after working hours. But sometimes even during working hours, tests arise, temptations arise. A single sister by the name of Jenny relates her experience. At work, a handsome colleague made overtures. When Jenny did not reciprocate, he just intensified his attentions. And Jenny very honestly said, I found myself struggling to remain chaste. Why? She continued, because it is flattering when someone of the opposite sex takes notice of you. So what did our sister do to build up her courage? She supplicated Jehovah to help her to remain faithful. She did research in the Bible and publications. And she said this was like a shot in the arm to help her keep her guard up. She concentrated on Bible accounts of individuals who were dealing with the same situation, a similar situation to what she was, and how Jehovah helped them. We think of the account, for example, of Joseph and Potiphar's wife. She concludes by saying, as long as I keep reminding myself about how much I love Jehovah, I need not fear that I will commit this great badness and sin against him. In the following video, Notice how a publisher was blessed for maintaining holy conduct.
When I was 17 years old, I was very shy and had low self-esteem. Almost all my classmates had girlfriends, and it looked like they were having fun. This made me feel really lonely. I had been baptized for 4 years. At school, my classmates respected me because of my conduct. But something was about to happen that could have changed my life forever. There were a lot of girls at my school. One girl in particular was really pretty. Although we were not in the same class, we would often see each other in the hall, in the school cafeteria, or during gym class. I noticed that she would look at me. One day, two girls handed me a letter from her. The letter said, "I think we would get along. I'm attracted to you. I like your personality, and that's not all. I hope you make the right decision. We could really have fun together. With love, yours truly." I felt dazed. I honestly didn't know what to do. My classmates urged me to accept her proposition immediately. When I got home, I was really confused. My parents asked me what was going on, but I couldn't talk to them about it. I wondered whether I would ever meet another girl as beautiful as she was. During those days, it was as if I had lost my Christian identity. I prayed a lot. I had dedicated my life to Jehovah, and I couldn't let him down. So I opened up to my parents, and they were patient with me. We did some intensive study together using the Young People Ask book. Going through articles that applied to me helped me overcome the problem. I also spoke to a mature brother in the congregation and decided to spend more time with him as well as other brothers. I mustered up courage. I went to her and told her my decision. I explained my Bible-based convictions and said no. It was a very wise decision. I then had a clean conscience, and I hadn't brought reproach on Jehovah's name. I had safeguarded my relationship with him. I learned that if we are determined to be loyal to Jehovah and we have the courage to remain chaste, well, we won't have any regrets. Until age 17, I had not understood this. Jehovah has truly blessed me since then, giving me the privilege of serving in the congregation in many ways, and giving me a lovely wife to serve him with. I thank Jehovah for having helped me to make the right decision.
Our young brother exemplified the words of the scripture that this portion is based on. Take your Bibles, please, and turn to 1 Corinthians 16, and we're going to read verses 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. Stay awake. Stand firm in the faith. Carry on in a manly way. Grow mighty. Let everything you do be done with love. Now notice that expression, carry on in a manly way. Look at the footnote and see what that really means. Be courageous. So what's involved then in being courageous? Well, it means stay awake, be alert, stand firm in the faith. Grow mighty. Do everything in love. So although it uses the expression here, carry on in a manly way, this applies equally to women as well as men, to sisters as well as brothers. So Jehovah has made provisions for us in order to strengthen our courage. And our young brother took advantage of some of these. What was the first thing that our young brother did? Remember, he said, I prayed a lot. So Jehovah's Spirit then can help us to develop strong faith and fervent love. But there were other provisions he took advantage of. Proverbs chapter 1 and 5 says, a wise person listens and takes in more instruction. And that's what our young brother did. He first of all went to his parents. And you young ones, your caring parents can be a source of life-saving instruction. But in addition to that, he studied intensively, he said, again focusing on what would help him in his particular circumstance to have courage. Then as well, he will talk to others, to mature Christians. These ones can give us spiritual advice. And finally, he wanted to surround himself with good friends, friends who would bring out the best in him. These can help us cling to our good goals and our holy standards. And did you see the blessings that came to our young brother because of his maintaining courage? Living as deep as we are in the time of the end, it does not surprise us that the world has become obsessed with things that Jehovah says are unholy. But notice Peter's words of encouragement. Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 11 and 14. 2 Peter 3, 11 and 14. Notice he says, since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, consider what sort of people you ought to be in holy acts of conduct and deeds of godly devotion. Verse 14, therefore, beloved ones, since you are awaiting these things, do your utmost to be found finally by him spotless and unblemished and in peace. Yes, we need to exert ourselves to engage in holy acts of conduct. We need to be found by Jehovah to be spotless, unblemished, and in peace. If we stand firm for what is holy, that is courageous. If we stand firm for what is holy, despite being a little afraid, that is even more courageous. And each one of us can be courageous if we constantly rely on Jehovah. Remember that he has strengthened countless others just like us. Your courageous stand pleases Jehovah. What a powerful reason to remain holy.